jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Calories That Don't Count.
I am T.
And I'm Chad. C.
Quick shout out to my sister's cat, Carl.
Shout out, Carl. Hope you're having a great night, buddy.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome to our show.
Thank you guys for tuning in. To our loyal listeners out there, always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of people listening right now.
Sweet.
Let's go. So welcome back. How's your week been so far?
Not too bad. It's getting, we're approaching finals. So I actually have been starting to do some work.
Do you have a final?
No, I don't have any finals, but I have three presentations.
Okay. And living that senior life.
Yes. So yeah, I have that, and like, we actually gotta all start doing work now.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I like did so much work today, like weirdly. Like I've been productive like all day from like 8 a.m. till really like an hour ago. Wow. I was still working before we met up.
Yeah.
To kind of plan out the show.
Yeah, it's about that time of the semester.
Wait, I mean,
crunch time.
Last day of classes.
How long did you have to do all of the work that you did today?
Let's just say, they say like procrastinators are like the most productive, most efficient. Efficient, that's what it is.
Last minute.
Call it what you want. quick reminder, guys. We're always looking for callers. If you have like recommendations, requests. We are a show of the people, so yeah, feel free.
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, speaking of procrastinators, I actually learned something about myself, and my sister kind of made up this term for me, and she decided I am an action-oriented procrastinator. So while I avoid doing the work that I have to do, I still have some kind of, like, I still produce some kind of product, but it's not essential to any part of my life.
To anything that you have to do.
Yeah. So that's kind of, like, it's not like I'm just, like, sitting around doing nothing. I'm, like, doing something, just not what I have to do.
You could help me in my work.
I did.
Oh, it's true. Actually, let me shut up. Don't expose me right now. Yo, I have a lot of amazing friends. Shout out to everyone. You know who you are. who helped the kid out today. That was so fun. Oh, we have a caller. Let's see. 1 second. How's it going? Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you, Chad?
Good. This sounds like our good friend Laura.
No.
Colleen.
Colleen. Wow.
Talk about a good friend.
Hey, yo. All I'm saying is the volume wasn't all the way up.
Sure. Excuses.
Sorry.
So, what's going on, Colleen?
It's good. How's it going?
I just wanted to talk to Chad more about all the procrastinating he did.
Oh, and like, you would want to talk
specifically
about
like what kind of work were you doing today that you were just so busy?
Oh, you know, I was expressing my artistic creativity.
Right.
I was writing a couple essays. I had some interviews to do for my education class. You know, just an assortment of things that I feel really got to let me show my breath of wisdom that I've gathered throughout my life.
Yeah.
Right.
If you don't mind me asking a question for Chad, Colleen.
Sure, yeah.
When was the deadline for all of these?
Well, I'll have you know, it was an hour ago for most of the things that I had to do today. I had until Thursday at 9 p.m. to get everything in. And, you know, by the just good fortune that is my life, I got everything in on time. And I think that's just a testament to just how amazing, you know, like I am and my accomplishments are.
Guess how amazing you are.
Oh, no. I had some help with some influential people. Let's just say that.
Would you say it's quality?
You know, I think quality is an interesting word because, you know, you get to define what is high quality and what's low quality.
So in your opinion.
So the thing is, I see value in the little things. So I think I try to appreciate things for what they truly are. And I think there's beauty in some of the most simple things. So I think in terms of quality is a reflection of beauty. And in that sense, I think it was high quality work.
I don't know how well it's going to go over when you get your grades back.
Oh.
I can appreciate that you think that, but unfortunately, and that's something I feel like a small problem rooted in the education system, but you are working for a grade. So technically, it's not quite based off of what you think of your work, but there's always going to be somebody overlooking your work.
So how about we dismantle that framework? How about we do away with grades and just say that, hey, like, did you learn something? That's what's important. Did you learn how to learn? That's what.
Did you learn something?
You learn how to learn. That's all you care about, learning how to learn, exactly. Not actually learning.
I took an education class this semester, and the entire premise of the show, or the class, is to teach you to teach you what it means to be a good teacher. And the best teachers are those that inspire their students to be lifelong learners.
Wow.
So, Colleen, we actually have another caller.
Ah, okay.
So, 1 second.
Sorry we dominated that phone conversation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, they actually hung up. They weren't patient and hung up.
Oh, never mind. You're still on, Colleen.
Oh, I'm still here. All right. Oh. I'll hang out longer.
Oh, they are calling back. All right. Goodbye, Colleen.
Okay, I'll go then. You know, it's fine.
It was nice talking to you, Colleen.
Hello? There we go. Hey there. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey there, you're on the air.
I am. Hello, I have a quick question for you.
Oh, can you introduce yourself first, please?
I think it's better if I don't first.
Oh, okay. You want to remain anonymous? That's fair.
Yeah, I was hoping you could explain your most recent jar episode.
Oh. All right, for those out there who are not privy to this person's, anonymous person, let's just keep them anonymous, joke, I'm so fortunate to be dating this girl that has a crazy, let's say, relationship with her, her partner, and they created this idea, if you ever watch New Girl, of a jar. It's called the pole vaulting jar, And so if you're ever in a conversation and, you know, like someone just takes it a little too far, you can jar them and they have to put money in the jar.
So I confirm if you're discussing pole vaulting or not.
Pole vaulting?
Okay, just confirming. Continue.
I was talking about pole vaulting.
Okay, just confirming. Thank you.
I thought I was pretty clear on that. Continue. But no, so my most recent jar episode, I don't know. I can't say that on public radio because the nature of jarring is that it's pretty inappropriate. So I appreciate your question. And all of people can call in and give us their jar episodes as long as you keep it, you know, relatively non-explicit. That'd be cool.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Any further questions or song requests or anything like that?
Can we request a recent rap done by yourself? Or perhaps if there's a special guest of Vampire.
Well, hey, you don't want to spoil what's coming up in the show. I appreciate your
sorry, the fans are enthusiasm.
Oh yeah, we love our fans, but if you're just a little bit more patient, I'm sure that you will be satisfied later on in the show.
It's an all-night type of commitment.
Yep.
Okay, just triple checking.
We are all about the element of surprise.
You just look out for the signifier. If you had listened to last week's show, we introduced a new section, and just be on the lookout.
Yeah, keep your ears open, maybe your eyes.
Thank you guys maybe so much. Eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Anonymous.
You guys have a nice night.
Persons. So, same to you. Keep listening and call back sometime.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, totally.
What were we talking about before?
I don't know.
Yeah. For those of you who don't remember, Vampire is my rap name. Also, I just want to preface this in case you guys hear a little. And you know, I just need to let you know that's not me sniffling. That's the sound of a lighter just signifying that fire's coming later.
He's sniffing, you know? And it's because he's crying. I'm kidding. Seasonal allergies, they get you. We all have them. Oh, kind of just reminded me that I didn't take my allergy medicine today.
She's going to swell up and potentially die.
No, that's not true. I think just like my nose is going to run, my eyes are going to water.
I definitely feel that. That's been me all week. Yeah. Sadly enough.
I do want to bring up really fast our last episode when we did introduce that new segment, and we were very excited to do so. But we didn't want to have that be the first thing right away, so we want to kind of like have it like partway through the show, you know, like introduce it. So we were so excited about this segment that we didn't plan anything else to talk about.
Literally nothing.
For the whole rest of the show. And if you listen, you probably could have noticed that. And we were really stuck. It's like kind of like everything else was erased from my mind.
Except for bars.
So we like did our intro, and then we like looked at each other and just like paused. Like,
it's one of those, like, you got it. Indeed did not have it.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Quick apology to the fans of us.
Yeah.
So in terms of that, we've done a lot better for this episode. I feel like it's been flowing a lot better.
Agreed.
We were actually talking about something before the show. T-Pain has a new song out. Called She Needed Me, which apparently is pretty dope. So I'm gonna we don't really know how this is gonna go, but I say we're gonna,
it's just a new song. Like, whoever said T-Pain's washed up, you're wrong. He has a whole album out right now.
It came out in 2017. It's not a new song.
Never mind,
I just noticed that it came out in 2017.
All right, so it's not a new song. I guess, like, relative to how old he is, it's
Yeah.
Or like relative to how long he's been like producing music, it's new.
That's fair. Okay. It's not like a I'm sprung type.
Yeah.
Year. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. So here's a new song, a relatively new song by T-Pain. Hope you guys enjoy.
Year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st, and help a spring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Shout out to Red Cross.
Yeah, plans are important.
Yeah, don't want to burn down, you know. I do have a lot of fire surrounding me at all times, so, you know, it is important to have fire alarms.
I just hope you have a plan so you and everyone else around you are safe.
Well, you know, I'm one of those people that kind of relies on the people around me to figure that part out. I kind of just...
Oh.
kidding. I have a plan to run.
Run to the nearest body of water
and jump.
And yeah.
Gosh. Do you have any updates? How's life?
Pretty good. Yeah. Aside from all the work I have to do.
Oh, good.
And by work, I mean it's not even close to the amount of work I had to do last semester. But I've gotten used to the
laziness.
Leisure lifestyle. So.
Yeah, I watched a 10-minute video on a guy whistling the other day. I was like,
yeah, you sent that to me and I think it was actually almost 20 minutes.
It was worth it, guys. If you've never listened to international whistling competition, it's a pretty dope.
I learned a lot just by watching that video, so that was pretty cool. Is everything okay over there?
I need some advice. So if anyone wants to call in, definitely let me know. But here's what just happened to me. I was promoting the show. I was telling my friends, you know, this is my friends from home. Home is in Alabama, in case you didn't know. So I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, hey, guys, listen to the show, shot them a link or whatever. My friend responds, sorry, I'm at the beach. People in the house were fighting. I can't listen to the show right now. I'm like, oh, no problem. Is everything okay? Fighting, are you good? He's like, oh, no, blood on the wall, people crying. I'm like, yo, what's happening right now? And he's like, oh, wait, it was actually just, one of my friends. He, invited his friends from, work or something, and they came. And so, his friends were fighting, just, going at each other. And, yeah, I don't know if he's okay right now. So he's updating me. I'm a little worried.
That's fair. I don't blame you for being worried, for sure.
Have you heard about a body found on the Arch Trail? No. Okay. That's not real. Literally not real, right? I can't tell if my girlfriend is trolling me, but she's texting me to talk about a dead body that was found on the Arch Trail. I don't believe her, so... wait, is it actually? No way.
I am beyond spooked right now. So
that's really spooky.
If we could change the subject...
It's also dark in here.
I would really appreciate if we could change the subject.
I feel like I would have heard of... Okay, let's change the subject.
Anyway,
recent news...
recent news, Chad got a haircut.
I did.
So for those of you who were listening last week, I think it was last week...
I did mention it.
Chad asked for, cut recommendations. Should he do it, should he not? I did do it.
I currently have about a centimeter of hair on my head. I'm actually not getting used to it, don't let me lie to you guys. Every time I look in a mirror, okay, this is not gonna make sense, but I have to tell you anyway. Every time I look in a mirror, I get a little bit shocked, right? I'm like, oh, my hair's gone. But as I keep looking and I'm trying to get a sense of what my head looks like, I feel my neck is unbearably thick.
So yeah, what?
Confirmed. Coroner identifies body found in Bushkill Creek in Easton.
Well, I'm never going anywhere by myself anymore.
Oh my God. All right. Such, to anyone who has been affected by this, we sincerely apologize for not thinking it was real. From any type of like voice that I have, I hope that you are okay and hope that they identify who it was. I'm so sorry. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Where, like, Bushkill Creek, where is that?
Is that along the Arts Trail?
Is that near the Arts? No way.
Is that? I'm not really
sure. I think it is, though, because we call that Bushkill Drive.
Yeah.
I was down there the other day with Josh. Like, I literally was walking down the road. Oh, my goodness. What the heck?
I would, like, run on, I would run it on the trail, like, in the mornings. Well.
Oh, goodness. That's literally mind-boggling.
Yeah. That's.
I don't know. Wow.
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song. We have a caller. They didn't finish.
Yeah, let's play a song.
Let's play a happy song. Here is Give Me Everything by Pitbull.
Picture that with a Kodak, or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right.
Tonight, 'cause we might not get tomorrow.
Tonight, I will know.
You guys know what that means?
So, as we introduced last week, your chair's on, like, my cord. You know what? It's fine. I don't need these.
Oh, it's amateur hour, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyways, sound the alarm. You know
that means it's time for the roast session.
Mm-hmm.
We announced it last week that I will be roasting Joshua Sims.
And I am roasting Jerry Poe.
So I think the best way to do it is just to go in. Yeah. Do you want to start or should I?
Up to you.
One or two?
One.
All right, you go first.
All right, so here's a roast on Jerry Poe. I hope you guys like it. All right. Hey, everyone, the name's Jerry Poe. Y'all know my name once I go pro. In intramural softball, flip the bat when I pimp the ball that the other team will catch. On the phone with my mom, I have a paper for my class, but I'm a busy person, so she'll write the first draft. And the next one, and the next one. Man, I hate this place, but I'm barely ever here, so I'm actually fake. I'm the worst lab partner. I haven't worked in a while, but I don't really care because it's only Kurt and Kyle. My senior design group probably hates me, but I'm not going to work more, even if they're angry. I can get all D's and still make graduation. You don't have to check me. I did the calculations. I'm done with the school. You can't make this up, and I'll never be back because I don't give up. Fill in the blank there.
wait, I got you. Bars. Okay, all right. That's a hard act to follow. I should have went first, but I got something prepared for you. This is for Joshua Sims. Shout out to Josh Sims. Have you ever played a game named Sims? Well, I know a man who's the embodiment of them. Why, you ask? Because he's not a human. The man is literally not real. Anime all day with a thousand excuses to say. He said I almost didn't come to lab, and you want to know why. I stubbed my toe leaving, and I thought it's my time to die. Hasn't had a cut in years. He said it don't matter. Went to Spain with the kid, and he got a lot fatter. Face planted on the floor, right outside his doorway. Someone found him asleep. Jokes, he's the RA. Last thing to say, we go to chicken, get it to go. He can't eat inside because he has to go watch shows.
So yeah, play it.
Oh,
yeah. So our bars. Apologies to Jerry and Josh if you guys hear this and
boom, roasted,
burnt, but
yeah, so that's this week's roast. Who do you for next week's show? I think next week actually might be our last show.
Yeah, I agree. I guess we do have a week to figure out who we want to roast. We also take suggestions.
Okay, yeah, guys.
So, like, if anyone wants to call in, have someone they want us to roast.
That would be cool. Let us know.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
Do you want to read a quick ad?
Oh, sure. Shall we?
Let's do our favorite ad.
Yeah. I think you already know what it is.
You already know what time it is.
I feel like we should have our own segment for reading this ad. Okay.
We gotta have like a sound effect ready for it. All right, I got the sound effects though.
Yeah, go for it. Dad, we're starved. Is the food done yet?
Let me check. Almost, Josh.
No. Russ. What do you mean, almost? Just serve up the burgers. Look how brown they are.
Come on, brown. You can't tell how good the meat is just by looking at it. You gotta test it.
With what? Wait. What is that, a meat thermometer? That looks like one of those kids' video games.
It's digital. You can set it and it beeps at the perfect time when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Well, I can't say I'm too surprised. You always have the most cutting edge barbecue technology in town.
I do consider myself a bit of a savant, but you better believe it, especially when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
I'm all about keeping the kids safe. Say, where can I get one of those?
You can get them from a supermarket. You can get it from like Walmart or Target. You could try. Honestly, you could get it from Amazon. Like, just order it from Amazon. That's probably your best bet.
Oh, no way. You're not having all the fun. I'm gonna get one of those. And it's gonna be cooler if it got ringtones. Dad, is it done yet?
Boop! 160 degrees. Perfectly cooked, perfectly safe.
You can't tell by looking. Use a food thermometer to be sure. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
And scene.
Scene.
Thanks for listening to that.
Oh, you guys endured a lot.
Yeah. We decided to, like, kind of...
spice it up a bit?
Spice it up, yeah. It's because we've been reading, like, the same one for so long.
Yeah,
so
give you guys a new take on it.
We try and write our own, but we kind of forgot.
Yeah.
So we'll, maybe we'll have that next week.
Yeah, maybe we'll write our own. So yeah, use your meat thermometers. I feel like we say that line every time.
It's really, really big. Like, we are, should be, like, endorsed by the meat thermometer because of how much we talk about it.
And in all honesty, Upper should hire us because I'm tired of getting scary chicken.
But they use their, I mean, I'm shook because they use meat thermometers. It's scary.
Not with ringtones.
Like, but, like,
I don't know. I saw some chicken today, and I was highly skeptical.
Yeah. I had dry turkey.
Mm. I feel like we need a revamping of the dining hall stuff.
Agreed. Also, there's norovirus going around. Everyone wash your hands, because they're also serving you on plates. And it's like an endless picnic, because you're just, everyone's eating off paper plates with plastic cutlery, and
it's warm outside.
Like. Yeah, they're like, oh, we're gonna serve you this ribeye, but we're gonna give you a plastic knife to cut it. So it's like, all right,
you're like gnawing at it.
Yeah, at this time, I'm just gonna eat with my hands and teeth. Like, it's easier.
Just be honest, you want to do that anyway.
Yeah, I would do it anyways, but I was using the rhetorical, like, person. Okay. Perspective.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you were just like a everyday hero and just trying to highlight the everyday experience for people.
Yeah, because, well, everybody experiences every day differently.
You want to talk about it?
Well, I'm just saying.
You ain't have to go deep on me that. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean? Yo, you know what something I thought of? Speaking of deep thoughts. Okay. All right, bear with me.
We're getting philosophical.
Yo, this is a philosophical hour.
I'm ready. I feel like it's been a minute.
All right, so I was reading stuff on Instagram, you know, as I was doing all my work, and I was reading stuff, and they were saying that, and maybe you guys have encountered this post, or maybe you've seen this post, and you can tell me your thoughts on it. But they were saying that you only exist as you in your own head, like you're. Like, you are only, like, truly you in your own head. No one else has a full grasp of who you are. They only have a perception of you. So there's infinitely many different types of who you are, depending on who you're asking.
Hmm. That's interesting. That's actually...
Boom.
That's actually is kind of mind-blowing, because I think it's definitely true.
Because it's like, if I think I'm funny, and you don't think I'm funny, am I funny?
No.
Okay,
you're not
like,
funny.
Objectively, like,
no,
I'm funny.
You're not, no.
But no, like, if we're being objective.
I think,
like,
you should use a different example.
No, but, like, this is the perfect one.
No.
Wait, no, like, can we get a poll? Can I have someone tell me I'm funny? Like, I'm pretty, like, objectively, I'm funny.
I don't know.
I think the more time you spend with me, the more likely you are to laugh. Like, your life, it gets a little bit, like, better.
Oh.
I think. I'm just saying what I heard.
Did you just compliment yourself?
Maybe I did. That's a pat on the back. Get yourself a person that can pat themselves on the back. We out here being independent in 2019.
All right, here, I'm going to talk about myself now.
All right, whatever. I'm just saying. Objectively, I'm funny.
I'm going to talk about myself now.
Talk about yourself.
I am the true embodiment of the perfect human being.
You try to fight? Like, that's just not true. You're literally the worst person to me.
No.
Specifically where I'm concerned.
Nobody's perfect. Except for me. And the reason why nobody is perfect is because I am so perfect that you can't even live up to it.
You know what's funny about you saying that?
What?
For a solid, like, couple semesters, I called you my goddess. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Not true.
It's definitely still true.
Simply not true.
I am immortal.
Well, I'm vampire, so, like, I'm literally immortal.
How do you spell vampire?
V-A-M-P-I-E with an apostrophe over it.
Yeah. Which accent is it?
It's the one that slants to the right.
I think it's in my French experience as a perfect human being, I also know everything. Accent gruff.
Simply just not true. I mean, that might be true, but you don't know everything. What's the square root of pi?
1.
I respect the confidence.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions for me?
If you had to pick between teleporting and flying really fast, which would you do?
Definitely flying.
Why?
I like the idea of soaring. I like to soar. I like,
interesting,
like wind. Like, I also like, if I'm high up, I imagine it would be, but I think the closest experience to having flying like that would be like zip lining. So I went ziplining before, and I think the coolest part was just, like, looking down at everything below you. So you can see so much, and I think that's something I would really enjoy.
Well, let me say this and see if this changes your mind. Mm-hmm. If you could teleport, right, you could teleport yourself into the sky, and then you could just fall. So you could get the feeling.
So, like, what's the benefit of that?
You get the feeling of flying, but the instantaneousness of teleportation.
I think there's the feeling of flying, but then there's also, like, the feeling of, like, dropping out of midair. And I don't really think I would want that feeling, like, the dropping feeling. Oh, you know what I mean?
It's just a little free fall.
I don't want that.
I feel like it'd be quite exhilarating.
I think I would.
You ever need to wake up? If you need to wake up, boom, 30,000 feet into the air.
No, I don't think it's something.
Yeah, I would also fly really fast.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think teleporting is as cool because it's all about the journey, you know. Like,
I was, like, really trying to avoid saying that because it's pretty cliche,
but that's what you want. I got the feeling. I just like soaring, you say instead. Oh, God. I hate you.
I mean, like, I don't always really believe it's all about the journey.
Interesting.
Like, if I'm going to, like.
Okay, so does the
giant.
Ends, if you're going
is
to.
Is it really
giant,
about the journey?
Is it really about the journey?
Is it really about the journey?
Okay, for everyday locations, it's not about the journey.
Okay.
But if you're going somewhere new, right? Like, it's.
Yeah.
Relatively. About the journey. Well, I guess it's also about...
Okay, let me give you a little bit of an experience I had through a journey to a destination.
Oh, God. What are you about to say to me?
All right. So this past summer, I went to South Africa with my field hockey team, and it's like I'd say like 18-hour flight. We had a layover in London. So that was like 6-7 hours, and then like 11 hours from London to Cape Town.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
sounds like a lot of flights.
So here's a little taste of my journey.
Oh.
So the day before we had like a nice barbecue. It all started the day before, first of all. We had a nice barbecue. My friend was like, yo, like, who wants to have a hot dog eating contest? And, like, obviously nobody does.
But why would you say yes?
Because I knew I would beat her.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, all right, we start off with dessert. We each have a burger.
How did this... Oh, the burger is dessert. Okay.
Well, dessert, then a burger.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We like, split an entire loaf of banana bread also.
This is all before you get on the flight.
Yeah, this is the day before. So okay. This is, and then we have our hot dog contest. I eat 4.
Question, do any of these hot dogs count?
I'm going to say that everything then counted. I'm going to just say it.
All right. you're not cheating here.
So I eat 4. She doesn't like finish her 4th. So I'm like, okay, I won. Then, so we had to like wake up at like 2:30 in the morning to head to the airport because our flight was like super early and it was at JFK. So it was like a decent drive.
Oof.
So I was like, oh, like I'm just gonna stay up all night so I can like sleep on the plane, right? So I do that. I eat a lot of sugar. Like, I think I normally eat a lot of sugar, but, like, this really set me over the edge because, like, I had a soda, and, like, I never really have soda. So that happens, and then we get to JFK, and I'm like, oh, I, like, need breakfast. I eat this whack breakfast sandwich. It was, like, whack. Like, I can't believe oh, my gosh. It was, like, so greasy, like, probably not even a real egg. Like, oh, I don't even know. So then we got on the plane to London. It's like 6 hours. So there was like in-flight entertainment. So they had like shows, like games, mm-hmm. music. Do you know the game Bejeweled?
Yes.
I played that the whole plane ride.
But I thought you were supposed to sleep.
I wasn't tired. I played Bejeweled the whole plane ride. What's the wrong entire with you? Plane ride.
That's like a long time. 6-7 hours?
Yes.
Oof.
How many levels
did you...
I don't know. I played like a bunch of different versions. Like.
That's wild.
So yeah, I played Bejeweled the whole plane ride. So we get to London. We have like time to get food. Like I really am not feeling too well.
I wonder why.
I'm not hungry. Like I was just staring at a screen for 6 hours straight. Like I'm not blaming anyone but myself. But
you sound like a maniac.
This is just what happened, and I really am not feeling well. But I was like, okay, I feel like. I'm not gonna want to eat like the plain food, so like I can just like try and stomach something here, whatever.
I feel like this is a yak story.
I eat a little. Wait. So I eat a little bit, and then we're like in line, and I'm like, I feel so nauseous. Like I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh god, like I feel so nauseous, but like I didn't throw up or anything. And then I was like, okay, it's fine. And then I'll just like get on the plane. I'll like force myself to fall asleep. Like I'll be fine and I'll feel better within 11 hours. So
11 hours.
So we get on the plane and the flight was like had been like delayed a bit. So we were like waiting. We get on the plane and they're like really preparing for takeoff. Like you know like gates closed. Like we're like about to start like backing up, and I'm sitting. Also, I had to sit next to one of my assistant coaches, like, for all the flights, and I'm literally sitting there, and I literally just turned to her, and I go, oh, no, and then I run to the bathroom, yak,
oh, God.
All over it,
all over the
flight attendants are, like,
knocking on the door, like banging on the door. They're like, please return to your seat. Like, the flight's already delayed. We have to take off. Like looking at my coach, like, get her out of there. And my coach is like, I literally, like, what do you want me to do? Like,
so. You want to throw up all over the plane?
So then I like finish throwing up and I like open the door, like tears in my eyes, like, like, you know, as your body like reacts from like convulsions.
Like, like rejects for, everything. Yeah.
And I literally open the door and I'm like, I'm a little sick. And meanwhile, there's like, I'm like, there's like vomit like on the toilet. And I'm like, all right, I gotta go to my seat. I'll let you guys do it.
I gotta go to my seat.
So like, I like sit down, they bring me like a water bottle and a barf bag. And I'm like, and they're like, here, this is like for like, you know. And I'm like, well, I'm fine now. Like, I got it all. Like, I'm fine now. I got it all out.
Why are you mad? You're the one that threw up. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And, like, even if, like, it's not like they even had a barf bag at my availability to start. Like, it was after, it was, like, the deed is done. It was done.
fair.
So, so then I slept the whole 11 hours in South Africa.
So in that case, it was...
It was definitely about the destination.
The journey was not
in conclusion, I guess, like, it is quite a memorable journey.
See?
But
not what it was about.
I'm not going to have it take away from being in South Africa, because I think that definitely was a way more significant experience.
I can't do it, dude.
But yeah. The end.
All right, on that note we're gonna play a quick song.
Day and night I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain what I need for keeps. This silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonest loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. Owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. Up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away. He slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way to free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night.
All right.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed that song. I think this is the end of our show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I think it was. Mm-hmm. A lot of ups and downs, twists and turns.
Yeah, definitely a huge step up from last week when didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah, I think we did a lot better this time.
Redeemed ourselves. Ready?
Yep. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. We are calories that don't count.
I am T.
I am Chad. Also permanent jinx, because that's hilarious. She can't speak anymore. Thanks for watching or listening. Oh, I messed that up. Hope you guys have a great night and sleep well.